SARS has commanded the attention of world health authorities for the past several months. This rare form of pneumonia has affected more than 8,400 people worldwide and has caused nearly 800 deaths, mostly in China. This week, the daily count of SARS deaths and cases began to decline around the world. Even so, another respiratory disease, tuberculosis, rages on. Tens of millions of people worldwide have TB, and millions more are at risk. The relatively small SARS outbreak has highlighted the need to address the TB pandemic, particularly in China. NPR's Richard Harris traveled to Beijing for this report.
Two nurses guard the door of the Beijing Tuberculosis Hospital. They take the temperature of anyone who wants to enter. The concern is over SARS, which all of China has geared up to combat. But the nurses, like the rest of this nation, are blasé about another airborne infection, tuberculosis. TB is simply part of the familiar picture in China, a curable disease that, even so, claims 150,000 lives every year. This is a true public health crisis. Inside the hospital, more than a dozen people jam into a narrow corridor just off the airy circular lobby, waiting to see the doctor. Chuang Heng Li, a gaunt 28-year-old restaurant worker, is dressed in a pink and black athletic shirt. She slumps in her chair as she waits her turn.
I am really worried. That's why I came here. Last time, the doctor said it was not a big deal, and that I would get better easily. But 1 week has passed since then, and nothing's better, so I came back.
She's a migrant worker from Inner Mongolia, and she's worried about her finances as well as her health. Unlike government employees, she has no health insurance. Mr. Wong is a family friend here to help Heng Li.
It's really a headache to get sick. She spent almost all her savings on the disease, about 2,000 yuan in total. And she only makes about 500 a month. So she has almost nothing left.
Money isn't just a problem for patients like Chuang Heng Li. It's a matter of public health. If people with tuberculosis can't afford medical care, they will just keep spreading the airborne disease to family and neighbors, co-workers and customers. That's one reason TB is out of control in China today. Across town at the World Health Organization's offices, Dr. Daniel Chin works among boxes of brochures and posters that encourage healthy behavior. He's the TB officer, and his job is to help the Chinese government make TB treatment available at no cost throughout China. It's supposed to be that way already in more than half the country, including Beijing. Dr. Chin says free clinics have an excellent cure rate. The problem is most people with TB don't go to them.
There's a public health clinic that deals with TB patients, giving them the free diagnosis and treatment. But most patients don't know they have TB, they won't go to the public health clinic, see? So they go to the hospitals first.
And once they're at the hospital, they come across another unpleasant reality in China. The government has by and large stopped subsidizing medical care for the poor, so hospitals insist on payment from everybody.
Hospitals clearly have an incentive to keep patients, to hospitalize patients as long as they can, to use expensive diagnostic tests, and even to use expensive drugs. This is the kind of warped incentive that is even in public health system. They have to earn their own money. So they're not going to be going out to try to provide free treatment when they can be doing something else to get money.
Chuang Heng Li has not been referred to a free clinic for her disease, even though this is her fourth visit to the hospital. When her name is called, she shuffles past the nurse's station into the exam room. The doctor, wearing a cotton mask and sitting next to a wide-open window, looks over Heng Li's chest x-ray from a visit 2 weeks earlier.
Do you have a fever or pain or any other symptoms?
I had a cold at the end of March, then a sore throat, and I got two little bumps under my tongue. I'm feeling some pain in my joints.
When did that start?
Since the beginning of this month.
Heng Li may have a tuberculosis infection of her lymph nodes. The doctor tells her she'll need to get another chest x-ray just to be sure. So she heads back to the lobby to get in line at the cashier. Heng Li will spend the rest of her savings for this diagnosis. Daniel Chin, the TB expert, has been trying to help the Chinese government improve access to medical care for tuberculosis for several years.
The public health program in China is in a shambles. It's underfunded, understaffed, and basically the poor, which have the most to benefit from public health because they can't afford many of the treatment, are being left out of the picture.
It finally took SARS for the Chinese government to admit this problem to the rest of the world. Dr. Chin has some thoughts about why SARS would trigger a response that TB did not.
You don't get all of a sudden 50 hospital workers infected by TB because there's always a period of time between infection and develop a disease, so it takes a longer. There may be 50 people infected from TB in a given hospital, but it may take a number of months or even a couple of years before these cases actually develop active disease. So it's kind of like, it's not very spectacular. Whereas, you know, SARS, a case introduced in a hospital, you know, a week later, bam, you have 50 healthcare workers.
It's also who gets sick. When doctors and nurses and government officials came down with SARS, that drew all sorts of attention.
But when some poor people in western part of China die, even the whole village, we've heard there are some villages that apparently have large number of TB patients. Most of them don't get care. Who knows about that? Does the international community care? Does the international business community start writing to the president and to the premier and saying, you got to do something about this?
Because of the poor public health system, Chinese health authorities don't even know how many people have TB. The last survey was back in the year 2000. At that time, they estimated 5 million active cases of the disease. Dr. Chin says it's probably not much different today. Interestingly, the much rarer disease of SARS is starting to shake up Chinese health officials.
They clearly recognize that the reason why they weren't able to respond, they haven't been able to respond to SARS effectively, is because they lack the public health infrastructure, the reporting system. You have places that don't have effective public health, you know, stations, you know, that's just a fact. So I think the government is now starting to begin to think about that.
In the short run, SARS is actually draining away time and money from China's TB effort, Dr. Chin says. But he hopes that some of the improvements China is now discussing in the wake of SARS will eventually help tuberculosis, as well as whatever other disease is looming over the horizon. Richard Harris, NPR News.